Hello, I'm State Representative Brian Baldridge from the 90th District. Welcome to Conversation Ohio.
Welcome to this edition of Conversation Ohio. I'm your host, Gail Crawley. I'm pleased to have with us today State Representative Brian Baldridge. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gail.
Representative, tell us about your district and the counties you represent.
Sure, absolutely. So I represent the 90th District in Southern Ohio. Mm-hmm. So that's all of Adams County, all of Scioto County. Mm-hmm. And then we call a little bit a sliver on the river into Lawrence County that just goes along the edge of the Ohio River. That makes up my district.
Okay, that's great. Now, I understand that you're the sponsor of House Bill 116.
That is correct.
And it's known as the Ohio Computer Crimes Act.
That is correct.
Tell us about the bill.
Absolutely. So, it's very interesting. A call came in from my district, from the local institution down there, the credit union, and basically said, hey, we've got a concern here. And they brought us to us, and they described what it was, and this is probably not the knowledge, not an area that I was real familiar in, mm-hmm. but they described a situation that occurred, and they had an ex-employee who had tried to infiltrate the credit union. I mean,
wow.
This is what we worry about on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis, our own personal security, that information being out there. But mm-hmm. this person tried to get into the credit union, steal people's information. Now, mm-hmm. thank goodness, mm-hmm. they were stopped and they were caught. So basically, the folks down there took it to the local prosecutor and said, hey, we've got all the, we can show you everything he did, mm-hmm. got right up to actually committing a crime. And at that point, we caught him.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all that information to the prosecutor and they said, the laws aren't in place to do a lot with this because there was no crime actually committed because he never stole anybody's information. So they weren't comfortable with that. And they said, well, let's take it to the next level and go to the FBI. So they went to the local branch of the FBI and they were told basically the same thing. So they brought this information to us, and realizing that there's a gap in Ohio laws, mm-hmm. we felt compelled to support our folks out of our district and the state of Ohio to take a deep dive into this issue and see what we could do.
Yeah, this is a good piece of legislation because, we all want to know that our information is protected, and this is a good piece of legislation. Listen, you've kind of answered this question, but I want to know what inspired you to reintroduce the bill.
Sure. Well, here in the General Assembly, there's a lot of work that's done every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we did a tremendous amount of work on this legislation. And what inspired us to go ahead and drop this legislation, introduce this legislation in the 134th General Assembly, mm-hmm. was the fact that we knew, it took us a long time the 133rd General Assembly to do all this work. And we knew we had it really where it needs to be.
Okay.
And so with all that legwork we did in the past, mm-hmm. knowing moving forward now, hey, it should be an easier path forward, and we're excited about the opportunity to actually bring this into law.
That's great. How do you think the bill's going to help the Ohio consumer?
So again, it goes back to, we talk about what we worry about each and every day. I don't think about it as much as we probably should, but
mm-hmm.
Our personal information, especially our financial information,
right.
we see the headlines on the big newspapers where, a major corporate company is infiltrated, somebody breaks in, hacks into their system,
mm-hmm.
And so forth. So knowing that we can make the laws a little tougher and
yes.
give our local law, our local prosecutors,
mm-hmm.
the local folks who are protecting us each and every day, mm-hmm. a little more teeth in the law to say, hey, this person, the situation that I described that occurred in my district, there is a huge intent there
mm-hmm.
to really steal from a person, they were, there was no doubt if they got that information, they were going to sell that information to the
right.
highest bidder. And how does that read? Our local businesses, our local lending institution in my district, when it reads across the headlines of the local paper in Portsmouth, the folks would be very devastated and concerned and maybe would move their money out of that local institution and go somewhere else just because they lost faith at no fault to the credit union, because they were doing a great job. It really did. The firewall was in place. So that was the whole reason that we wanted to make sure that we brought this forward.
This is great. What kind of feedback have you received from, you know, folks in your district?
It's been very good feedback, not only in the district, but across the state of Ohio.
Great.
We've had feedback from a standpoint of folks are really, they want to feel more safe with our personal financial information, our personal records and so forth. So anytime we've had this discussion, people are very positive. Now, as we worked through the last General Assembly, for me, it was very interesting to think about, we had to write this law in such a way that we protected folks who are out there attempting to break in and hack in for legal reasons, to make sure that the current firewalls are up to today's, unfortunately, the criminals are out there trying to break in.
Right.
So we had to make sure that we didn't accidentally write a law that somebody, they consider it the white hat, so that person out there that's trying to do things to test our financial systems and to test the firewalls. So we wanted to make sure we didn't create a criminal out of somebody who was doing their job to make sure that these systems were in place.
Okay. What are the next steps for the bill?
Well, it is in committee process right now. I actually had a wonderful conversation with the chairman this morning.
Okay.
And we're going to be working on moving this legislation through the House and hopefully get it voted out. If I remember last General Assembly, I think we were almost 100% yes vote to move it out of the Ohio House into the Senate.
Okay.
And then we'll work through the committee process over there as well.
So that's great.
We think it's got a great chance now to be kind of a fast track through the process since we've done all this legwork in the past.
Okay. For those who are watching today that might have questions or concerns, how can they contact your office?
Sure. They can give us a call at our office and our phone number at our office, and it's obviously Representative Brian Baldridge, but our office number is 614-466-2124, or they can give us an email, and that's rep90, so REP90 at ohiohouse.gov.
Representative, it's always good to see you. And
thanks.
I want to thank you for joining me on Conversation Ohio.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.